Today is Monday, February 17th. What to know today about the Americans stuck on a quarantined cruise ship, which state is prepping for historic flooding, and the tributes and takeaways from the NBA All-Star Game, plus Delta's billion-dollar announcement and Facebook's newest app. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. The U.S. evacuated hundreds of Americans who were stranded on a quarantined cruise ship in Japan. Everyone on that ship has been confined to their rooms for roughly 2 weeks because of that new coronavirus, now called COVID-19. 350 passengers on this cruise ship were sick with the new virus. But now, after a long wait, the U.S. chartered two flights to bring almost all of the Americans home, at least the healthy ones. More than 40 Americans tested positive for the virus, so they're going to have to stay hospitalized overseas until they're better. As for those coming home, they're not exactly in the clear yet either. They have to endure another quarantine now. NPR reports they're going to be kept in isolation for 2 more weeks at military bases in California and Texas, just in case. And in China, more questions about whether the country's president there, Xi Jinping, did too little too late when the outbreak first started. The AP reports he published a timeline of his actions, likely to try to quiet the criticism. Yet it confirms he knew how severe the virus was in early January, but waited 2 weeks before revealing it publicly. He eventually began shutting down the cities where the outbreak started, but by that point, the new coronavirus, now COVID-19, was spreading quickly. The death toll is still climbing. It's up to more than 1,700 now. That said, nearly 11,000 people have made a full recovery and were released from hospitals. Of course, there's still a lot of work left to do to get this virus under control. The U.S. and the Taliban have agreed to a temporary truce, and if it works out, it could be a step toward bringing American troops home from Afghanistan and ending 18 years of war. But we're not there yet. It would start with a 7-day peace deal, where violence against Afghans and the American-led efforts in the region would need to stop for the 7 days, and only then they'd all move forward with signing a full-on U.S.-Taliban peace deal. That could include, in part, a ceasefire and a promise from the Taliban not to harbor terrorist groups. Well, the U.S. could remove U.S. forces from Afghanistan in phases over about a year and a half. Something like this has been in the works for a while now with on-and-off talks, and there are still plenty of doubts, since many say the Taliban cannot be trusted. Remember, the Taliban is a militant organization in Afghanistan that the U.S. has deemed terrorists. But others say we have to give peace a chance. U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper is said to be cautiously optimistic. To be continued. Well, people in parts of Mississippi are bracing for potentially historic flooding this week. CNN reports Pearl River, which runs near Mississippi's capital city, could crest at the highest level it's been in decades. And if it does, officials worry it could bring catastrophic flooding to the area. CNN reports several neighborhoods there have already been evacuated, and the Mississippi governor declared a state of emergency over the weekend. Parts of Jackson are flooded already, and if things get worse today, it will likely be days before the water will start to go down and people can finally return to their homes. Well, today is President's Day, the federal holiday observed on the third Monday in February each year. It was originally established to honor the life and work of the nation's first president, George Washington, around his birthday, but now it honors Washington, Abraham Lincoln, and other past presidents. And because it's a federal holiday, keep in mind that major banks, government offices, and some schools will be closed today. You also will not be getting your mail. As for our current president, over the weekend, he took part in the opening ceremony of NASCAR's biggest race of the year. Sports Illustrated says he's now the first president to be named the Grand Marshal of the Daytona 500. He gave a speech and the command for drivers to start their engines. He also rode around the iconic track in the armored presidential limo, which was a first. But then the race was ultimately postponed because of rain. It's set to pick back up again today at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, live on Fox. The 2020 NBA All-Star Game is a tradition of the league's superstars coming together for fun and charity. But this year, there were several tributes to the late Kobe Bryant and his daughter, Gianna. Jennifer Hudson sang a pregame tribute, and Common's rap was dedicated to all the great players from Chicago, including Bryant. Chance the Rapper paid tribute to him during halftime. Players on Team LeBron wore Gianna's number 2 on their jerseys, and Team Giannis wore Kobe's 24 on theirs. All the players wore a patch with 9 stars, one for each victim of the helicopter crash. And everyone received a 24-page tribute to Bryant's NBA career from Sports Illustrated. As for the game itself, Team LeBron took home the win, But it was a close one with a final score of 157 to 155. CBS Sports called it the greatest ending in All-Star Game history. It's all in good fun and for a good cause. Two community-based organizations won money from this. The Chicago Scholars will receive $400,000, and After School Matters will get $100,000. All right, we have much more news ahead, but first, a quick break for our sponsor this week. And I'm always excited to tell you about one of my favorite go-to apps when I need quality but quick information. It's called Blinkist. I love reading and I know how important it is, but I sometimes struggle finding enough time for it every single day or when I need to learn about something specific ASAP. So Blinkist is a really unique app that lets me get the best key takeaways, the need-to-know main points from thousands of nonfiction books. And it cuts it all down into just a 15-minute read. It's so convenient to read right on my smartphone while I wait in line somewhere or even sit in an Uber. It's made for busy people who still want to always be learning. For example, check out Richard Branson's The Virgin Way, Everything I Know About Leadership. Or read more and learn more about topics we talk about right here on the show, like the AI economy. And right now, for a limited time, Blinkist has a special offer. Just go to Blinkist.com/news to try it free for 7 days and save 25% off your new subscription. That's Blinkist, spelled B-L-I-N-K-I-S-T, Blinkist.com/news to start your free 7-day trial. And you'll also save 25% off, but only when you sign up at Blinkist.com/news. Now back to the news. Delta Airlines says it will be the first carbon-neutral airline in the world. CNBC says the company plans to spend $1 billion over the next 10 years to essentially cancel out all of its future greenhouse gas emissions starting March 1st. The plan includes more efficient aircraft, but the company admits it still relies a lot on jet fuel. So Delta will need to use carbon offsets, like tree planting programs and technologies, to cancel out its impact to the environment. Delta hopes to be the first, but it is not the only one. JetBlue, for example, has made a similar pledge to offset its emissions starting in July. And other airlines could start feeling the pressure to do the same. Other types of companies have gotten on board as well, from big tech to big oil. BP said last week it wants to become a net zero company by the year 2050 or sooner. Well, Facebook is testing out a new Pinterest-like app. It's called Hobby with an I, and it's a place where you can document your personal projects and, well, hobbies. Mashable says users can save photos of projects they're working on and organize them into different collections like arts and crafts or cooking. So it is similar to Pinterest, though TechCrunch says it's more about organizing and tracking your own projects over time instead of sharing them. Unlike Pinterest, Hobby doesn't have much of a social component, at least not yet. And remember, Google has been testing its own DIY-type app called Tangy or Tangy. Stay tuned for which ones will actually last. Well, the once popular app HQ Trivia is now shutting down. The app was popular a few years ago. Millions of players would log into a live-stream trivia game hoping to win cash prizes, but it started to lose popularity and eventually ran out of money. Engadget says the company apparently was looking for investors and found one, but that deal fell through. And the current investors don't want to give the company any more money. So it'll say goodbye for good. Sonic the Hedgehog raced into the record books this weekend with the biggest debut ever for a video game-based movie. So far, it's brought in $57 million in North America alone, and it's expected to make more today because of the holiday. The success is a pretty big deal since the movie's release was put on hold a few months. Fans didn't like how the character looked in the first trailer, so the studio did make some changes. Plus, Variety says movies based on video games tend to be less popular with moviegoers. Sonic was number one at the box office so far this holiday weekend, followed by Birds of Prey and Fantasy Island. All right, that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Money Monday, where we talk about one interesting money-related news story you should know. And today, we're talking about Money Magazine's best travel credit cards of 2020. Experts say while travel perks like airport lounges are nice, it's actually important to make sure any travel credit card you choose has a lucrative sign-up bonus and generous rewards for each dollar you spend on your card. Of course, you'll want to think about the type of points that work best for you before you choose. Are you using one particular airline or hotel brand, or will you want points that apply to any brand? Also, Money Magazine says don't always write off the cards with annual fees, because if you truly use the benefits, you can often make back the amount in credit or other perks. You can read more of these types of tips and the full list of specific card recommendations from Money Magazine in today's show notes. All right, thank you so much for listening today. As always, you can read more about any of the news stories mentioned in this episode. Just go to thenewsworthy.com/show notes or look right in your podcast app. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. I'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day.